This is Due By Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin. This week's challenge, send your co-hosts some gifts from Amazon. Hello, Merlin. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's going.
What's the matter?
No, I'm very excited.
We're in like a Scrooge McDuck swimming pool of Amazon packages here.
You guys got a treasure bath? Booty?
I'm sorry I'm late, guys. I'm the cock
of
the week.
No, it's my fault. I'm really sorry, you guys. I should have been here earlier.
I had an important business meeting, and I was meeting with a business person with a salary man at the bakery, and I got there early and like did my emails and drank a ton of coffee, and then about halfway through our meeting, I had to take a shit so badly.
Yeah.
I was sweating and my like eyes were bulging.
What was the toilet situation like?
Oh, it's a upscale cafe, so I'm sure it was good. But what happened was I powered through it because like I didn't.
Impressive.
I cannot get through. I'm not going to get up in the middle of a meeting with someone who is an important salary man, mm-hmm. and to take a shit. Because like the thing is, they're going to be looking at their watch, like counting the seconds. Like I'm on the clock. It's like a business shit. And I can't, it's a lot of pressure, and it just is not tenable. So anyway, I was really felt very bad, and I just eventually just sat there and powered through it long enough, and now I don't have to take a shit anymore, and I'm a little bit scared.
Oh, you lost your window is what happened.
Oh, God.
There's an acceptable amount of time for a person to be in the bathroom without questions. And I'm going to say, you don't want to be in the bathroom for less than 20 seconds. And you don't want to be in the bathroom for more than 3 to 4 minutes. For men.
Okay, thank you. See, that's the thing. I've had men immediately question me. I've been in the bathroom 2 minutes. Uh-huh. Like, especially when you're wearing like a dress with fanciful things.
Listen, a single round of Clash Royale is 3 minutes.
Okay.
Plus, sometimes you go into overtime, and that's an additional 2 minutes.
That's true.
And what are you going to play?
True.
Just one round of Clash Royale?
But I mean, you know the feeling. You know the feeling of like, oh, I'm in here longer than I expected. So what are you going to do? You're going to pull up, go outside, and say, "Listen, I'm sorry. This shit is going to be a lot more involved than I'd anticipated. Get another biscotti, and I'll be back." I'll be back in service soon.
I do not have enough dude wipes to complete this operation. As you know, Merlin, I consider myself a special forces operator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I perform.
You really get in there.
I'm like a Navy SEAL. I perform in the land, sea, or air. As long as I have my tactical men's wipes.
You know, when you go into combat, the last thing you want on your mind is there a small blueberry-sized dollop of poo waiting under my taint?
Because
that's going to take you. That's going to take you off your game, because you go like, that could be, you know, I like, some people like to wipe until they bleed. That could be an excessive dingleberry, or that could be a little bit of hand fruit. You don't know what that is. You want to get that out of there, because you're going to have to get tactical, get out there, talk to salary man.
Mm-hmm. That's why one is none.
One is
two
none.
Is one.
Number two is poo.
I took my first final last night.
Oh. How'd it go?
I don't know. I think it went well. It was pretty intense, honestly. I had to study so hard for this thing, and I really didn't like it. I guess that goes without saying for most people, but I forgot how bad studying was and how much I hate it. And, you know, for most of my life, when I had to study for things, instead of doing that, I just didn't study. And then I'm pretty good under pressure. Like I will, like for example, like in a writing, like I was, you know, I've been talking about the final with people, and some people are like, you know, I just cannot write under pressure. Like if I'm in that test environment and then I have to like sit down and write an essay question, I just like crumble. Like I can't remember obvious things and it's too much. I stare at the clock and I'm sweating. And like, I don't have that problem. I do everything in a last minute panic. I'm a very good writer under pressure. Like I can string together a sentence. Like I outline quickly. Like I just get the thing done. And that has honestly, that has been a curse and a blessing, because it means that I've never done too much work to prepare for anything. Like my whole life is designed around not wanting to study in school and then developing coping mechanisms to be good at other things so I didn't need to study. But the thing was, like, that was an acceptable, like, I was able to, like, write that off because I didn't want to be there. Like, I resented having to do all the bullshit busy work of my classes. I felt like I didn't want to be in middle school. I didn't want to be in high school, and I didn't want to be in college, even though I know I could have not gone to college. Like, I really couldn't have. I really had to go to college. But the thing about grad school is I fucking chose to be there. I wrote a little essay and I asked for permission to go there. And it's so lame and embarrassing if I like don't study and show up and don't know what I'm doing and bullshit my way through it. Like, I put myself in this position. I asked to be there.
I feel
and
like
now one, I have to try.
You, well, it's and like it's easy to assume or like infer that because you've accomplished things as a young man in life, it should be a dawdle to go back and do the things that were difficult when you were younger. But like for me, one aspect of some combination of my anxiety issues and my ADHD issues is that sometimes it's difficult. I have to get to a certain fever pitch before things happen. I hate that about myself. I hate that I can't just deal with something when it's not a problem yet. Sometimes I don't get the dopamine hit until it's a panic. I don't know if you're like that, but like sometimes I mean, and probably like you, I sailed through a lot of school going like, well, you know, I'll just do it at the last minute and it'll be fine. And I'll get to be a hero because I get to say, oh, I didn't even try very hard. You know what I mean? Lloyd Lindsay applauds.
Oh, I didn't even want. I didn't even
want
to get an A. I didn't even want to get a good grade in that class.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Alex, what do you suffer from?
It might shock you guys to know that I did try really hard and always did my homework, and that's probably like one of my big regrets is because it didn't matter.
You're gonna be such a good, wise old person.
And now look at you. You were fucking organized cables at Cards Against Humanity.
Gather around, children, and let me tell you about the unnecessariness of effort.
It didn't matter at all. Did I ever ask to see a fucking report card, or did anyone in this position, did Trin or anyone was ever like, Alex, let's see your honor roll certificate.
Want to see my amazing 4.0 GPA? No,
I honestly do not know if you graduated college or if you did, which college you went to.
I have literally no proof whatsoever because they keep changing the office at which you pick up your diploma. So about once a month, I might have talked about this, once a month, Mel and I go on a date downtown and try to get our diplomas and fail, and they're like, oh, go to this building, and that building's closed, so then we go out to eat.
I've applied for a lot of jobs because the way you get like staff work on, you know, if you think of political campaigns, like sometimes you only work on the campaign for like 4 months or 9 months or whatever, but you have to apply like it's a normal job. So I've, even though I'm like fairly, you know, early in my career, I've applied for like dozens and dozens of jobs and interviewed for them and gotten, you know, many of them. And I have never been asked to produce any academic credential in my entire life.
Interesting.
In fact, I've often thought that I should just lie about what college I went to. And if they're like, where did you go to school? I should be like, I went to the Harvard, to the Kennedy School of Government or whatever. And the only time I would ever get caught in that lie is if the person interviewing me was like, oh, I also went there. What dorm did you stay in?
Yeah, or if you had written a screed about how women's brain size makes them incapable as programmers. That's a really, that's frustrating.
That's not a screed. I mean, that's just simple logic.
But like there's also this certain thing of like, hey, this cost, you know, $80,000 and I had to try really hard. It's like, you know, like I had really sweated not having my password, my passport up to date last time I traveled, and it was really easy going through TSA, and I was kind of disappointed. I kind of wanted them to hassle me more and ask for more documents because I was so overprepared. And you feel like, no, I feel like I got cucked by the system.
That was my experience a little bit with the final. Like I spent 4 days of my life preparing for this, like almost exclusively. But, you know, I guess I did a lot more work before that. But really, the 4 days are what's, you know, the Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, like literally all day just devoted to like going through these readings and outlining shit and writing down definitions of Latin words and nonsense that I thought I would need. And like, I didn't need 95% of it on the test.
I don't miss tests, but like the final 2 years of my college experience, the like finals and like passing the class was make a movie that doesn't suck, which is a lot harder and a lot worse than writing a nice essay about Alexander Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. What was your movie?
I've made like dozens. Vimeo. Nobody go to my Vimeo page.
I've seen a lot of your stuff. What was the one? What were your?
Oh, I don't know.
What were your top ones that you made for school?
I made a dumb puppet sex one that won a bunch of awards that meant nothing and no one cared. But well, actually, like in job interviews for like films, they did like even in school, you know, you present your portfolio and you
did
like,
you make the movie Repo Man? I think I'm on the wrong video.
You know what? Little known fact, I did indeed make Repo Man and the underrated Sid and Nancy.
Oh, you made that. That's with the guy from the Harry Potter. Oh my gosh, I didn't know. What's your handle on handle on Vimeo?
Actually, do I have / Alex Cox?
He's AL Cox. I think you cucked him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I've been they offered to buy my Twitter handle.
Oh shit, dog. You totally got it. You got it. You are Alexander Cox. Look at that. Okay, I'm looking for puppets. Is it felt up?
Yeah, it's felt up. Clever.
I'll put it in notes.
Alex, okay, Alex, so I've recently learned that Alex has a very good gift for coming up with funny names for things. And I did not realize this
until
very recently.
Why are you like this, Alex? Can you just be quiet and let the man compliment you?
What was the first one that we so there was one. Wasn't it something podcast related and you came up with a really good name for it?
I don't remember.
Well, Cox is Cox, obviously. Yeah. And then we were coming up with a name for our super secret channel, and I was like, we should call it the Pirate Bay 2. And then Alex was like, no, we should call it Pirate Bay.
That
B-A-E.
Was you. I thought that was you, Max.
No, that's Alex.
Oh,
no. I took the credit
you
for
win.
It.
That's so good.
Isn't that a good name?
That's such a good. I love looking.
And
love
then
seeing it. Can you change
and
the icon now?
Fuck, there was another one. Oh, yeah. Jizzoween.
Oh, yep.
Jizzoween was an Alex Cox
was that
original.
Alex?
Yep. Yep.
And now felt up.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. No puppet.
You know what I said? I was thinking about when we were doing the test last night. The grad student who was administering the test showed, and we was like, we got fucking. Oh my god. I think in the after show this week, I want to complain about. We're going to read a selection of Northwestern emails that I've received and complain about
adding
them.
Adding it to the list.
We received 20 emails about the procedure for taking this test. Oh, and maddeningly, they gave us every piece of information except anything that would help us prepare for the test in any way. Like they completely withheld anything that would help us know the subject material, the type of studying we should do. I mean, I really worked myself into. Like I couldn't eat. I had that like knot in my stomach and I was just walking around. And for a while I had a hard time studying because I was so wound up about it. Like I couldn't even sit down and confront not knowing what to do. So what I would try to do is like play games or like read or like just do things to like distract myself. But they were utterly devoid of pleasure. You know, it was like old like a gypsy curse got put on me where it was like, may you eat but never be full and drink but it never slakes your thirst and may you never be satiated by the pleasurable company of others. Like that was me for like a week trying to study for this goddamn test.
Ugh.
Terrible. That's how Donald Trump must walk around all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
But anyhow.
He's pretty upset about fake news right now. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah. So they gave us no information about how to study, and it really bugged me. They sent 300 emails about, like, make sure you're in the room by 5:05 p.m. when the test will be handed out, and you'll do this and then that. And then the whole class gets there, and the TA who was, like, administering the test fucking showed up 10 minutes late. And we're all sitting there just sweat, beating up. I mean, it's our first class. It's our first class. We're all everyone was nervous. I was probably the least nervous person there, and I was nervous. And I do not get nervous about tests or care about these things normally. And I was surprised by how upsetting it was and how emotional it was. And I was sitting there for that 10 minutes that felt like about 3 hours while we were waiting for them to come with the test. I was like preparing for this test. I was like, this is probably the hardest I've worked on anything in like 10 years. And I told that to Veronica, and she says, how could that be? She was like, you work hard on everything. But it doesn't it doesn't feel like, this felt like work.
And it depends on what it is that you're good at and what you take to. Something that can be super challenging, but it's something you're good at, can be very engaging. I feel that way about the DMV. That's one of the most, or jury duty. Those are such stressful days for me because it requires a certain kind of attention and attendance that I'm terrible at. And plus I'm nervous about how it's going to turn out. And there are things where I would like, I mean, you put me in an improv situation and just throw ideas at me for 4 hours and I'll be fine. I'll have the time of my life. I'm never happier. Stuff that terrifies other people. I'm fine with that. But these quotidian kinds of situations where the main factor for success is like, can you be bored and anxious at the same time for hours? It just kills me. I want to talk about these emails too. Maybe we should save it for the after show, but I got a lot of beef right now. with large amounts of information from certain institutions that are very low in nutritional value, very high in volume, but have stakes if you miss the one or two things that are buried somewhere in the motherfucking email.
That's the university email system. But then what happens is then no one reads their emails, and half of the emails are like panicked. This event is starting and no one's here. Everyone come to the event. And it's like, can't you see you're making it worse right now? Because now no one will read about the next one either.
Are they going
to
serve light refreshments?
Oh, light refreshments will be served. And there may be networking with the panelists beforehand.
Oh my God, limited networking opportunities. I'm totally in. Holy shit. Where would I ever find light refreshments on my own? Fuck.
And it's always lemonade.
Let's open some goddamn I feel like I earned some treats. I want some. Give me my treats.
Can we just frame the challenge first? Challenge. Our nice patrons. What? Merlin, can you tell?
It's our nice patrones give us enough lira that we're able to, spend the money on send each other the package from Amazon.
It's very funny. There might be some semen in there, so open with a can. Full. It's a hot spaghetti for the mama. That's a meatball that's gonna roll off of the tongue.
Our challenge. We have a Patreon. You can go to Patreon. Give us your fucking money. Go to patreon.com/DubaiFriday.
Here's the thing about the Patreon is that we want your money.
Oh, we want your fucking money. Don't worry about that.
I know that you've got $5 and I want your $5.
You think this is a bit? It's not a bit.
No, we really want your money.
We'll circle back to thanking Jonathan, but at some point we have to thank Jonathan Mann for our wonderful jizz song.
Oh, shit, dog. I forgot that we have to talk about that. Thank you, Jonathan Mann, for our wonderful jizz song.
Thank you for your service.
I have to plug. I told Jonathan I'd plug some. Well, I told him I'd plug one thing, but I want to plug two things because I'm a big Jonathan Mann fan. I'm a manhead. First of all, I don't know if people know about his work or not. He is at Song a Day Man on Twitter, and he is. It is. Truly incredible, the volume and quality of stuff that he puts out.
It's miraculous.
So that's his main project, is a Song a Day Man. Definitely check that out. He writes a song every day. But Jonathan also asked me to plug his podcast, sort of musical narrative podcast, Songonauts, which is super fun. You can find it on Overcast or you know how people, why do people say this when they're plugging a podcast on like on something like find it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, people know where.
But why do they say that? That's the same as that's not saying anything. Like of course it's the where it's like does
no,
make,
it's like
it
saying it's like try
sense.
Potatoes wherever you would find food. No, what they'll say is they say, check us out on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcast, because they're trying to, they want you on fucking iTunes because they want you to go in and please like and subscribe and rate and all that bullshit because it really helps people find the show.
But it's the same as saying nothing. Like, don't even say wherever podcasts are available. Of course it's wherever you listen to podcasts.
I almost always send people to Overcast because it's so much easier than almost everything. If you've never heard a show, I mean, I'm putting him in the notes, Songonauts, putting it in notes right now. Please like and subscribe. But, you know, the thing is, if you've never heard a show, you know what? I'm getting off topic. But it drives me crazy when people are like, oh, go check out my podcast. And you go and it's a fucking SoundCloud waveform on the page.
God.
I'm like, oh, let me just run my finger over this and I'll listen to it. this is your idea of a podcast? Is I sit and look at a waveform on a page?
It's like the great, Adam tweet where he's like, I've been licking this QR code for 20 minutes and nothing's happening. when does it kick in?
You gotta unfuzz your, you gotta kind of unfocus your eyes a little bit. Is it an old lady? Is it a duck? What is it? Song and Knots.
It's really fun. Cards was a sponsor of the first episode. I listened to it and fell in love with it. It's kind of retro, like really fun songwriting. Like it definitely feels like a kid's cartoon from my childhood. It's a lot of fun.
Find it in show notes. Show notes.
Or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Or wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey.
Can I have a treat now?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing is this week we got the challenge, which is that
our we still have to explain the challenge.
Yes.
So here's the challenge is this is a repeat. Well, first of all, it's almost the 1 year anniversary of when we started doing Dubai Friday.
What?
Oh, shit.
No.
What? Yes, remember? Because we recorded a couple that we never will release before like the election, and this is about when we started working on it.
A couple. So
it's couple. It's approximately the 1 year anniversary. So,
oh my God.
To mark the occasion, we're going back to one of our early favorite challenges, which was the Amazon challenge, where we each had a budget, which was, what did we decide? $50?
Something like
and,
that.
And,
no, I believe it was 15. And
no. Well, whatever. The first time, yeah. It was like we had like $15 or $30 or something, and you had to find some goofy stuff on Amazon and send it to everyone. And it was very fun, and we happened to do that like the week after the election, the Trump election, and we were all very depressed, and it was kind of, I don't know, it's just a goofy cathartic thing that took our minds off the election. So, you know,
We should mention it's almost everybody's, it's not favorite, it's like Cheap Trick, it's everybody's third favorite band. Schrodinger's Gift is November 18th, it's episode 3, and you'll find it in show notes at dubyfriday.com.
So this week we are repeating the challenge. Due to us hitting our goal on Patreon, that was sort of our pledge to people. So thank you for giving us your money. We upped the budget. So we upped the ante. And now we had, what did we have? It was $50.
Yes.
To send each other gifts. And we went on Amazon and went into the bowels of Amazon and found the weirdest things and bought each other gifts. And we also invited all of you to send us a weird tchotchkes and gifts.
You're welcome.
Which I thought was more of, I thought that was more of a bit, the notion that people would send us things. anyway, it was
so
not.
What does it look like?
I
saw a photo yesterday that was kind of chilling. Can you give me a sense of what has arrived at your office?
I took a video. Boy.
We'll put it in the show notes, but I just took a picture of what it looks like from my station. I'll put it in our super secret channel.
This morning, I felt like a mom, like, sorting out the gifts. Aww. There's a lot of, there's so many things.
Oh, please let there be a bra in there.
I am pretty sure that there's an undergarment of some sort.
You didn't edit that out?
Oh my God, we talked about jizz for 30 minutes.
But
I can say
normal.
My bra
but that's
size.
Not no- but jizz is, nor- jizz
oh
is normal.
God.
Yeah.
women
are weird.
Stuff.
Oh God.
Women talk always talking about their sizes and the deformities of their underwear. Ugh. Get a shack.
You guys like that? Did you guys like that Dove ad where the black woman took off her dark t-shirt and turned white?
What the fuck?
I would just like to apologize to anybody who misunderstood what we were trying to do here.
Personally, I thought it was a great ad. I was like, this soap will get you so clean that you'll change races.
Oh
so
God.
I thought it was very, I found it very, I found it very normal and a very persuasive good ad. I don't know what
it's
all
been
the
such,
uproar
it's,
was about.
Please do the Zuckerberg story at some point. It's been such a good week in apologies. There's been so many amazing apologies this week.
I don't want to think about the news. The news is bad.
Oh, did you read this? Did you read the link? I don't want to take you off your thing here.
Honestly, I'm in one of my weeks where I'm like too depressed to like really engage with the news. It's really bad. It's really bad. The fucking Szechuan sauce.
Oh my God. The sauce. We can't talk about the sauce. Oh God.
I don't want to go too deep. The sauce is fucking crazy story, but
what? What are you talking
this
about?
This week's Chapo Trap House. If you've not listened to Chapo and you've heard me rant and rave about how good it is on this show, this week's Chapo, they have a very special guest. Patton Oswalt joins them in L.A., and they talk about the Rick and Morty sauce. And they, honestly, there's only one thing worth saying about the sauce, and they cover it. And
okay, I'm on it.
It's very good. They honestly have a very funny and very sad and good discussion about why people get mad about the sauce and what it represents.
Oh,
and
God, I hope it's on my side. Okay, all right. We won't talk about Mark Zuckerberg apologizing for appearing in a Facebook.
No, read it. I don't have anything.
Dig, 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 dig. We go to Mark Zuckerberg. Dateline.
I want a treat, though. Can we? Can I have a treat?
Have a treat.
All right,
let
Max open up a treat, and then we'll do Zuckerberg.
Oh,
because
wait. I did have one thing I wanted to talk about.
You cocked me. You son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. I just wrote down. I opened up my little note, and I thought I didn't have anything, but all I wrote down is, boy, that Eminem video is really embarrassing. Did you guys see the Eminem video that everyone's like, he's the leader of the resistance now?
I turned it off. It was so bad. I guess it got really good at the end. It's all anybody could talk about. I had to turn it off.
Oh, that's it. Everyone like loves the hive mind decided that this video is really woke and cool. And it's humiliating to me. It's embarrassing. Like I have those like mirror neurons and I have to turn, I haven't even made it through the whole thing. I turn away in shame. It's awful.
It's not
so
good.
Embarrassing. It's every fucking bromide and cliche and dumb, marginal, stupid trivia argument about Trump and the piss and he's orange. And it's
and
like,
he's so,
Jesus Christ, people. Like, this is not and then he put these black people in the background watching him rap, and then sometimes it cuts to their face, and they're just nodding like, mm-hmm.
Can you guys please bring in my blacks?
He made them be there. That they're not just there. You don't understand, this isn't a thing that's just happening. Like, he put them there to nod.
You guys, come on down to the garage. Eminem is about to rap a little, kind of. Sweet.
He calls Trump like the Cheeto Man. And everyone's like, "This is the resistance. We're gonna take back the country." Like,
oh my god, he's so upset. He can't even freestyle. He has to take a little break and stop and gather himself. It's so weak. And also, he looks 60. It's really depressing.
He's out of breath. He's out of breath too. He's like, and Trump. More like a Cheeto, bitch.
Fuck it. Mark Zuckerberg apologizes for promoting Facebook VR with a virtual trip to hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. Mark Zuckerberg made a surprise visit to hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico on Monday, sort of. The Facebook CEO led a video tour through Puerto Rico's flooded streets.
Puerto Rico.
We also love Puerto Rico. In a video broadcast on Facebook Live, in an attempt to promote the company's new virtual reality feature. Things quickly turned awkward, however, as Zuckerberg stumbled through a conversation.
I'm sorry, people may not know what to picture here. If you've seen the picture, the Facebook's VR thing, you're like a disembodied torso.
You're like a cutout.
You sort of
look
like this little goblin, this little cartoon goblin, like floating through a Google Maps view. It looks awful.
They look like Second Life characters.
It looks like 1994 CGI.
Oh my gosh.
Things quickly turned awkward, however, as Zuckerberg stumbled through a conversation with Facebook VR team member Rachel Franklin, calling Puerto Rico, still fighting to recover 3 weeks after Hurricane Maria, a tough place to get to, and spending a few minutes touting Facebook's own relief efforts. Comments on Zuckerberg's Facebook Live video called out his perceived insensitivity, saying the clip was everything from tone deaf to the height of tastelessness. I love this so much. On Tuesday, Zuckerberg responded to a comment saying his goal was to, quote, show how VR can raise awareness and help us see what's happening in different parts of the world, unquote. He added that, quote, one of the most powerful features of VR is empathy. I realize this wasn't clear, and I'm sorry to anyone that this offended.
Well, certainly not the graphics.
No. He's sorry if you were offended by this, but he's helping. Why, you know, there is such a dearth of gratitude for white men right now. There's so little gratitude for the excellent work that white men are doing right now. There's so much. Oh,
the thing, this is the whole thing. Like, I don't know if people know the whole, I don't want to get too deep into it because I know people always put the podcast on 2X when I pop off on one of my famous political rants. I don't know. I don't want to get too deep into it, but like, people should know the whole history of VR and Palmer Luckey, this like supremely creepy, like he's like this, like these, this like a 20-year-old like billionaire who made Oculus and sold it to Zuckerberg at Facebook, and now he's like a big Trump guy, and he does all these like Trump billboards, and he does like the meme magic stuff that he thinks like made Trump president. And his whole thing was that VR was going to be like people's lives will continue to be so bad in like the third world, and like people's lives will get so bad in America that they'll need like an escape, and they'll put on their VR headsets and they'll be able to like go into nature because they won't actually have any real nature to look at. So that's sort of the whole whole ideological like premise of Oculus and of a lot of the VR stuff. Like, these people sort of know that the reckoning is coming and that there's going to be this huge group of the population that's left behind, and then their best thing is you'll put on the little goggles and you'll be a little goblin floating through like a Google Street View of a national park, and it'll remind you of what it was like to look at trees.
Yeah, sometimes we need a heuristic to help us out. There was a funny thing going around yesterday. I think it was a Medium post talking about, like, if you're really just confused, if you're really flustered with if you're a man who doesn't know how to treat women at work and you're just super confused because the lines keep changing, act like every woman you work with is Rock the Dwayne Johnson. And so here's what you do from now on. Before you do any, it was a very funny post, and I thought it was very good. The idea is like, oh, so you're thinking about going up and putting your arm. You're thinking about going up and putting your arm around this person and saying how good they look today. Would you do that to Rock the Dwayne Johnson? No, you wouldn't. You're thinking about demanding they get in a closet with you. No, don't do that. The Rock would just hurt your throat. You're thinking about like kind of tacitly demanding that they come out to dinner with you. You know, you're not going to make Rock the Dwayne Johnson go out to dinner with you. Don't do that.
Did I earn a treat yet?
Let's have treats.
Let's have treats. Let's have treats.
Okay, first package, first blood. This one is to ship to Max Temkin for DBF.
That would be
that
me.
That sounds like probably a Merlin. This is a padded Amazon envelope. It is small, like an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. I'm going to I'm opening up the top. Okay, inside small. Packet. It is like Amazon Basics packaging. It's some sort of white packets.
Right, let me get my little knife
and open this. I don't know what this is. It looks like medical supplies or wipes or some sort of. Oh, here we go. Yes. Yes. Okay, it's got a little instruction booklet. Human semen rapid test cassette stain. A rapid test for the qualitative detection of PSA for assessing the presence of human semen in vaginal fluid or other areas. For forensic use only. Oh, is this for you, Merlin?
Don't use it for entertainment purposes.
Is this for you, Merlin?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, go and be well. Go find some semen where you didn't expect it.
This is only the cassette. You do need the machine to put the cassette in to read the results.
Oh, are you sure? Is it my douche all over again where I was confused about the nozzle being inside?
Mm. No, it pretty clearly shows a machine where it has a little slot that says human semen over it.
I can't do it all for you. I'm not going to give you a human semen machine. We had a very limited budget for this.
Oh, no, wait. No, I could be wrong.
It's mainly, I mainly wanted to get your head in the space where I want you thinking more about semen being places you didn't expect.
Wow. Thank you, Merlin.
You're welcome, buddy.
Well, I'm going to open one up.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to open one up. Let's see. Because there's like six of them in here and, you know.
Alex, do you mind watching him?
You know what? I think I'm wrong. This is the whole thing.
It's got the reagent and everything?
It's got everything in here. So it's a little, what do you do? It's a little dry dropper.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you...
Wait, are you supposed to acquire the semen via the eyedropper?
Somehow it's got to get in there, but... So I think...
No, really? So you take a liquid and decide if it's semen? That seems
so
limited.
You make a soaking solution.
I imagine you going and surprising an employee that you don't like very much and making them stand up. And then you start squirting on their chair to see if there might be something there.
Excuse me, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I need to check your chair for some semen.
So you take the stain and you make a what they call a soaking solution of the uncertain stain, and then you
that sounds like a goth album.
And then you soak up you sort of soak up the soaking solution into the little eyedropper, and then you drop it into the cassette. And each one is individually packaged with a little silica gel packet. So that's
nice.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Merlin.
You're welcome. Happy jizzling.
This is great. I'm going to take this to the hotel. I'm going to New York this weekend. I'll take this with me and test the hotel. Wouldn't that be fun if I went down to the front desk? Excuse me, I found some semen in the carpet.
I imagine you wearing like infrared goggles and a bathrobe.
I've brought a section of the bedspread that's been rather problematic.
One of those little dad headlights, like I'm a miner.
Sir, could you please turn off your headlamp?
Fullness of time.
Should I get a goodie?
Yeah, Merlin, open up a treat. There were some big ones. I think that might have been for me. I sent some big ones to you.
I had to walk down my street carrying a box that was taller than my daughter today. I got a blue IKEA bag, because I roll blue IKEA bag. I was able to get most of the medium-sized things here last night.
Can you just buy that bag?
Oh, shit, dog. Yeah. Oh, God, you buy multiples of them.
They're not good bags.
They're great bags.
They're such good bags. They're like no structure. There's no structure.
No. Oh, God, hang on. Side rail. No. Here's what you do. Sidebar? Side rail. You keep it folded up. You stick it in your suitcase. You know what you always need when you're on the road? A bag. And it folds up real small. But if you need to go to the beach or something, that will hold so much stuff. It holds an improbable... We use it for recycling. It's really good. They're not waterproof, but they're pretty good.
Okay, I use them for moving. I didn't realize that you this was your go-to like beach bag, like you're on vacation just walking around town with an IKEA bag.
But they're great for everything. You can buy them in multiples on Amazon for really cheap, and they're awesome. Okay, I got a couple. I got a couple padded envelopes from the Amazon company here. Let's see. I got one here. These are both to Merlin Man at Dubai Friday. Should I just open one?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Oh God, it's such a fire hazard in here right now. It's going to get so much worse. Cutting. I'm ripping. And oh my God, I got body parts in four spooky styles. Who's this from?
I think that's from me. I don't remember what I sent everyone.
Oh, me neither. I was in a fugue
describe
state.
It. Please describe it.
You got a bloody ear, bloody fingers with the joints sticking out.
Oh,
and
yeah,
awesome
yeah, that was
from
me. Yeah, yeah.
This is awesome. Thank you. I'm gonna scar my daughter with this. Oh, this is spooky. Thank you. I love my body parts.
Mm-hmm. Can you drop that in our super secret text channel?
Photograph?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I was impressed by the variety there. You had like a whole like an eyeball in there, I think.
It's a really good looking eyeball. Let me get a photo.
Now,
here.
I have a question because these are labeled in many different ways. Max or Merlin?
DBF. DBF is me.
Okay, so
I think I was Alex Cox due by Friday.
Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna.
Are you tearing this open like a caveman?
Oh, that's right. I've got my fancy knife that I've been playing with the entire time.
Alex has been playing like the knife game over here while we're recording.
What's that scary game that
yeah, this one.
Kids supposedly play?
Mumbledy Pig?
Yeah.
I've got my Kershaw thumb knife.
Oh, my God, Alex.
What?
Away from yourself.
I did this.
Is she exercising bad knife hygiene, Max?
I'm sorry. Is that how The Rock would open the box?
Ask yourself, how would Rock the Dwayne Johnson do it?
Oh, no. Oh my
Wait, just do one. I think that's
okay,
all
okay.
of my gifts.
Okay, so
fucking Amazon,
all,
how do you make them make
no,
it?
God damn okay, it, Amazon. One got slightly spoiled, but so first of all, we have
cucked by Amazon here.
I fucking cucked hard.
Bic for her.
Mm.
Yes.
Bic for her. These are the feminine pens that Bic put out a while ago.
That's, you know, Alex, how you've always wanted to write with a pen?
It's so hard.
Now we have one little work for you.
Hi, I'm Alex Cox. Have you ever wanted to write something down but suffered from the fact that you're a woman? Well, Bic has a solution for you. It's a lady pen.
It's the same pen, but it costs more.
Yeah.
Hi-oh. The buttons are on the other side. Am I right?
You know what? And the sad part is I think I'm going to need a man to open this. It's Oh, I'm so excited to love my pens and their curvy grips. Oh,
I love my
oh,
curvy
it's pink
pen.
And, it's pink and purple. Oh. Look at that. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Thank you, Max.
Oh, this one is to Alex Cox due by Friday, so I shouldn't have that. Unless you want me to open this one for some reason.
I don't.
That one's in an Amazon NFL football box. I don't know if anyone has.
I've
like,
gotten that. It was very upsetting.
Streaming.
I don't know. This was. This is just to Max Temkin, CO, due by Friday.
That's me.
Okay, that's an Alex. I feel like this could be a big multi-box, too, so I'm going to be careful about... Oh, yeah.
Okay, hang on, just real quick. I think I've got the code. I've got to figure it out. If it's DBF, for DBF, it's me. If it's due by Friday, it's Max. If it's care of due by Friday, it's Alex.
Correct.
Okay.
That's convenient that we all did it differently. Okay, so first I'm opening... I'm puncturing my little... my little air packets that you get from Amazon, the little air pouches, because I don't want these to become lodged in the trachea of a river otter in the next hour. And let's see. First up, I
the
have...
The Chicago famous river otter.
Well, I don't know. Whatever's in there. Mutants? People? A homeless person? Thank you. Oh, wow, Alex. This is great. This is The Water of Life by John Armstrong, a treatise on urine therapy.
Oh, rejoice.
Okay, wow. In this revolutionary treatise, John W. Armstrong puts the compelling case that all diseases, except those caused by traumatism or structural disorders, can be cured by one simple means. Therapy is an entirely drugless system of healing that treats the body as a whole. Well, that just sounds like common sense.
Yeah.
Moreover, the only ingredient needed is a substance manufactured in the body itself. Okay, I'm with you. Rich in mineral salts. What? You're telling me I already have this? Well, hormones and other vital substances.
What?
This sounds great, namely human urine. You know what?
No.
They got me nodding. I'm still going.
Yep.
It may seem strange to take back into the body something that it is apparently discarding. Well, oh, wait, now that you bring it up, that does sound strange.
Does, yeah.
Yet the theory is similar to the natural practice of organic composting. Fallen leaves, when dug back into the soil, provide valuable mineral salts to nourish new plant life. Well, when they put it like that, the same principle holds true for the human body. The water of life includes intriguing case studies that show how urine therapy has been successfully used to treat cases of the common cold, rheumatism, arthritis, mucus colitis, obesity, prostate trouble, pyuria, I don't know what that is, and many other disorders and diseases. Well, I mean, that is how you pick a medical treatment, is case studies. I mean, that's how we determine if something case is studies, successful.
Honey, what are you doing in there? Treating my obesity? Slug, slug, slug.
And you would lose your appetite, I guess.
You sure would. You get minerals. Jesus Christ. Good for you, Max. Will you let us know how that goes?
Challenge. I mean, that's what I say.
Merlin, you're up.
We have fun, don't we? Let's see. Now I got to open an owl.
Oh, my God. Can I read the foreword? I want to read a couple sentences from the foreword of this book. It's really good. This is by John W. Armstrong. By those many people who have derived and are still deriving benefit from urine therapy, I have repeatedly been asked to write a book, but hitherto I have demurred. First, because the necessary leisure has been lacking, and secondly, because I am averse to any form of self-advertisement. However, realizing that a thing which is put off too long may never be accomplished at all, I have finally decided to yield to persuasions, and this treatise is largely compiled from notes, case sheets, and letters.
Thanks, Mr. Armstrong.
Also, I live in the 1700s.
He double spaces after periods and also randomly capitalizes words. That's how you know that he's a serious medical professional.
We'll put all of these in, not in show notes, because we don't want to spoil them, but we'll have a link to everything that's been purchased. And this is on Kindle Unlimited, so you could read this for free if you have Amazon Prime.
They're just giving it away for free?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, Mr. Armstrong is very generous.
This is Alex, I'll be honest, this is one of the best gifts I've gotten in years.
Thank you.
I'm really delighted. I'm glad they were able to talk
him into it. He's obviously not into self-advertisement. I got something here. I think it's from Alex, and it feels like a square frisbee made of macaroni art. I'm opening my knife. Ready?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a thumb knife. It's like a switchblade.
Is that legal in let's say, I don't want to give compromise your OPSEC, but let's say you lived in San Francisco. Would that be legal?
Try and take it away from me. Oh, what the fuck? What? No. No, what is this? Adult unisex anime cosplay pajamas.
Hold on, stay with me.
Oh my God.
Stay with me.
Alex is playing a real world dream daddy here.
Stay with me. Did you see what animal I have gifted you with?
I'm going to send you a photograph of what it looks like, because it is Eldritch Horror.
Oh God, what if they...
will you put it on for us and take a selfie?
Yes. Oh look at that precious angel. What a sweetie pie. What a sweet face. No, I should explain that the reason it felt like macaroni art is it's vacuum sealed, so it's horribly disfigured looking. Oh, it's so sweet. You're gonna want this to be your iPhone art from now on.
Well, Merlin, you've often said that corgis that are mixed breed look like they're just wearing a costume of another dog.
Am I a corgi?
So I figured you're a corgi.
I'm a corgi
That's so cute. Is it on our channel?
Look at that sweet face. I think you just got your show art. Look at that precious angel. Here's what it sounds like.
Oh my God. It looks like a deflated sex doll.
I love you. Let me lick your balls.
Why would you?
I'm fan fiction. Yay!
Why have you programmed me to feel pain?
Merlin's not smart enough. Merlin doesn't have a high enough IQ for that.
I am shipping. don't FOMO. Let me lick your balls. I like anime. Oh,
what if when your daughter came home from school, you were just... You know, normally hanging around the house like you normally do, but you were also wearing that.
I like that. I also like it if I appear very angry for some uncertain reason. Daddy, why are you an orange corgi?
Oh, boy.
You've been very bad. Thank you, Alex. I love my broad, wide corgi. This is the best jizzween ever. Listen to this knife, Max. Ready? Listen to this. Isn't that nice?
Here, I got something from Merlin right here. Here we go. It's white. It does not look like it has the typical Amazon packaging. Oh, look at this. So, oh my goodness. The original all-natural cat wine and the what? It's called the White Kittendell.
No, from Shark Tank.
Our friends at Shark Tank. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, boy, Shark Tank is back. Are you guys watching it?
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
It's been a very good season.
Branson, man. He's bringing the thunder. Woo.
Yeah. Oh, and this is, so now do I share this with my cat? Yes.
Uh-huh. I think it's wine you can share, I'm pretty sure. If it's good for your cat, it's good for you. That's science.
What is it? It's like a flavored water that your cat can drink.
Yes, pour one bottle into saucer.
Aw, for both of you. You get matching saucers and you have one night in together.
Oh.
Let's watch Rachel Maddow.
We got some pet themes going. All right, Max, you're up.
All right, this one, this is just sent to the Powder Nation at our office.
Ooh.
And let's see, this is, it's something called Wall Monkey, and it's in a little poster tube. Okay, hang on, I'm going to need an implement here. It's called Wall Monkey. I'm going to open this up, and it's a little mini poster tube. Okay, there's like, it's a poster. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Huh?
A poster of an Asian man's face. Do we know this person? Is it a professional StarCraft player?
I don't. I have no idea what this is.
Okay, do a Google image. Take a photo and do a Google image.
Okay. All right. All right, Merlin, you go. I'll start.
Wait, isn't it Alex's turn? Whose turn is it? No, you did wine.
I just got my cat wine.
Okay. Let's see. Do it by Friday. Okay, this one's, I think, from Max. It's Paran Do by Friday.
Will you open this up so I can take a picture of it?
I'm snapping the Kershaw. Part of the blade is just a regular, half of it is an edge and half of it is serrated. It's a very, very good knife. I'm secretly kind of a knife guy. I don't talk about it.
Will you send me some links, yes. Merlin's knife? We should have a feature, Merlin's.
You know, well, let's do it. Let's
Merlin's
do a knife challenge. Corner. You know, one that I'm really loving right now is you know the idea of the Victorinox Swiss Army knife, the red knife with classic Swiss Army knife. You know, it's nice. The actual Swiss Army knife, not the little red one you get in your stocking, but an actual Swiss Army knife, the one they issue to people in the army. It's fucking great. It's different. It's not red. Turns out.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay, I'm opening. Oh, Jiminy Chris. Oh, no. This is upsetting. Oh, what is... Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, God. This does not smell good. Oh, no. Oh, shit. It's wolf urine. You sent me wolf urine.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That was for me. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
that's for you, Merlin.
No. It smells really bad.
Oh, what does it smell like?
It smells like pee.
Did it open up? Did they not? They were supposed to. It should come with a little thing of desiccant in there.
It's very lightly sealed, but then the little rooster-shaped dingus you do squirt with has kind of broken through. Oh, God.
Well, what do you think? Do you think it's possible that a male wolf like attacked the package?
I think there's no other plausible explanation, or maybe a homeless person been sleeping in here.
No,
it's really bad.
I don't know what the sort of on label use for wolf urine is because I haven't really gotten through much of the Water of Life yet.
Oh.
But I assume that it has medical benefits. But I
what if I drink a wolf's urine?
Well, I think I just searched for urine on Amazon, and then I was like, who would love this wolf urine is Merlin.
Well, it's a nice combination. I'm going to say it's about 20,
what does it smell like?
25% pee and 75% skunk. It's real skunky. Oh, but also included in here, Cat Rages, cat toys to delight, engage, and entertain your feline pet. And it's a lot of tiny mice in a package.
That was also for me. I just thought that one looked funny.
Oh, it's sweet. Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Like 500 little hairy mice for like
theme?
A dollar.
Have you guys seen a theme unintentionally coming out of this?
What, urine
it's
and
stuff
cats?
It's stuff that comes out of a dick and pets.
Well, that could be the name of our show.
Yeah.
All right. Here I have, oh, boy. Wow. It's a library edition.
Oh, wait, no, that's mine. Shit. Or I mean, you can have it.
Well, now it's not. Now it's mine. Now it's mine. It's a library edition of Steve Jobs and the Next Big Thing by Randall E. Strauss.
Oh, God.
A book about Steve Jobs I've never heard of, and it's a library binding with the plastic still on it.
Alex, this has to stop. It's got to end.
It is stamped discarded, and it's from 1993. It's a 1990. Shit. You know, that's when I think of Steve Jobs. I think we really had the story in 1993. That's a good time to read a biography of the man.
Let's go to press.
Everything useful written about Steve Jobs we know from 1993.
He's already been fired.
Thank you, Alex. This is a really considerate gift.
So
you know
nice,
that
Alex.
I really enjoy
this.
Oh, look, it has a library card from the Schenectady County Public Library.
Oh, God. I would have rather sent Max like a box of tampons than him realizing that.
Wow,
I'm
thank you, Alex. This is really special. I'm gonna treasure it. Here, take your awful book.
It's from Alex's.
I'm gonna just say that I cannot believe that you're gonna spend your time reading this.
It's for edible time. It's for her edible reading.
Well, now I don't know what's for me and what's not. Here I'm opening. Okay, no. I'm going to do another one because I want a treat. Okay. I didn't get a treat. I want a treat.
This is a treat. Oh,
so
this is a
tube of cream. It's a NADS for men hair removal cream
with
soothing aloe vera. Is this also for me or is this one all for you?
I want NADS.
No, it is a male facial or undercarriage hair removal. Really anywhere. Mm. Yeah.
I'm not going to use this.
Why not?
Try it on half. Do it on half your body.
Just put some on your arm and see.
Do it on like the left half of your body.
What is it? It burns you and makes the hair come off?
Basically, it is the Nair. It's basically the Nair family of products, but for men.
Oh.
NADS.
Yeah.
NADS.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe they call it. It says, keep out of reach of children. Do not swallow. Corrosive. Avoid contact with eyes. And then it says, avoid contact with skin.
What? Huh? It seems like you probably want to get a little on your skin if you're taking
use,
hair off.
And then it says, use may harm eyes and skin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do not leave on skin for longer than 10 minutes. Prolonged use may cause burns. Do not use on sunburnt, broken, inflamed, or irritated skin. No, oh no, thank you.
Perfect for all testicles.
Oh, well, I had a long day in the sun. I burned my balls pretty bad, but I really want this hair off.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
I should wait till the wounds close. Oh, that's nice, Alex. You're a good friend. Who's up? We got to start moving fast. What's going on here?
Well, okay. So I also got a 20 assorted fun pack for my cat from Max. And honestly...
Shake it in front of the microphone.
They're going to lose their shit.
So here's what I want. Here's my dream. I didn't get one of these for myself, but I might. But here's my dream is wait until your cat's like in a playful mood and then just bust the bag open and let the toys go everywhere.
Like a bucket. Just drop them
like
on them.
Just, have you ever seen the dog
with the tennis ball machine?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what I want.
There's that one, it's like a retriever, and they drop in like hundreds of tennis balls, and the dog loses its mind. Oh, happy Jizzoween.
All right, Merlin, you're up.
Okay. So now I'm going to go for a Max. I open the Kershaw. Oh, dear. Oh, no, what is this? Oh, my God. It's a Minion Stewart adult costume.
My boy. Oh, and it's fan included. It's got a fan. It's got a fan to inflate it. This is really, really.
Merlin, I thought, you know, you're probably going to take your daughter trick-or-treating. She's of that age.
Wait till daddy gets his Minion on.
And what's dad going to wear?
Yes.
Dad's going to wear an inflatable life-size Minion suit.
Oh, that's so sweet. Includes full-body inflatable jumpsuit with battery-operated fan. Oh, thank you so much, man. This is really beautiful.
You're welcome.
It's Merlin, fully licensed?
It's the official inflatable suit of Minions. I really sincerely hope that you wear this trick-or-treating. Nothing would make me happier.
Yeah, I think I'll just be wearing this around the house. maybe I'll get into my my anime corgi outfit, then put this on. And so the fun reveal will be that I'm in a costume in a costume.
It's really not appropriate for you to be at the parent-teacher conference wearing your inflatable Minion costume.
Bye-bye.
Oh, no problem. I'll just take that off, peel it off. What's underneath?
I'm the dog now, man.
Oh, Oh, God. All right, Max, you're up.
All right, what do we have here? This is a from my final Alex package. Gigantic keyboard playmat. No, it's the keyboard from Big. You got me the keyboard from Big.
Oh.
Holy fucking shit.
I don't think it is quite as large because unfortunately FAO Schwartz has gone out of business.
All right.
Oh my God.
We do need to learn how to play a musical instrument.
Thank
at
you.
Some
I wonder
point.
If I'm going to learn any life lessons.
Yeah, you just got to get an adult who owns a toy store and dance together.
And do Heart and Soul. That would be so sweet if you guys would do Heart and Soul together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. All right, here we go. This is one from 4DBF. Is that Merlin?
That is me. Sorry, I was getting a seltzer.
All right.
I got caught.
Let's see. I'll do this one. I'll do the small box. There's a small, heavy box. It's ensconced in cardboard. And has it's like an Amazon thing.
And it's probably... I bet it's going to be one of those spoilery ones with more than one thing in it.
Yeah, it is. But I'm not looking. I'm not spoiling myself. Full media blackout.
Mm-hmm.
Trademark Todd Vizieri. Mm. All right, let's see. Inside the box, bubble wrap.
Ooh.
Opening it up. Is that someone's ASMR that I'm doing? It's a mug.
Someone just came.
It's a mug. Boy. It's a mug that says "World's Okayest Boss." Oh, man. That and the Drinking Your Own Piss book are really going to make quite a pair on my desk.
Hey, everybody, don't use this cup.
Oh, God.
That's Max's special cup.
Oh, all right, Merlin.
Very good.
Oh, I'm up. Okay. Here, I'm opening a Due by Friday, which is, I think, a Max. At some point, I'm going to have to conquer this very large box that I couldn't fit into my regular office part. And I'm opening, and I've got, oh, shit, dog, the handy head massager with a sexy lady on it. This is, I love these. We had one of these that got bent. We couldn't use it anymore, and I was sad. This is one of those things that's a handle with wires on it, and it makes your the head scratchy thing. It's so fucking fun.
Oh.
Handy I love massager. Those.
I'm going to send you a photo of this.
Merlin, you have to have someone else do it to you, though.
It's like tickling yourself. You can't do
it. It's not the same if you do it to yourself.
Oh, God, you sent me the Asian boy.
The what?
You sent me the picture of the Asian boy.
Can someone put the Asian boy into the Google image search? I want to know. Is he a famous Magic the Gathering tournament player or something?
I will send you the results in our super secret chat. It came back with person. So there's that. And not only that, a white lady who looks a little bit like a Scarlett Johansson robot. So I don't know. Someone please tell us why we got this picture.
All right, I'm doing another one. This is from my Merlin box here, taking out the next one. And this is it's from Brookstone. Brookstone, every day is a day at the beach sandbox. Thank you, Merlin. I was thinking of getting into a Eugene Landy situation, and I think this is really going to...
spoiler really alert, Alex, you get one too.
Yes.
You both
this
get
is
them.
So good. This is great.
I think we should reveal
really
if we doubled up.
Really going to help me finish Pet Sounds.
I've only got one good ear, and you're ruining it with your yelling.
All right, I've got another.
Brookstone is still around.
Oh
huh?
Yeah, here it is—the handy head massager.
What the fuck? Sand is sold separately.
Oh fuck me gently. Are you even kidding me? Fucking A. This is the worst jizzling ever.
Hang on, I have to continue. I have to investigate this.
This put
very,
the head scratcher
this
on my head.
This is very
head.
Pleasing. It comes with sort of wooden implements.
Mm-hmm. It's like a little Zen garden, Zen like chocolate.
There's no sand.
Fuck me. I should read things.
Is it like an ant farm where you have to send away for the sand?
Yes, you sea monkeys. Grit.
Wait, here's what it says. Listen, look at this tricky shit. It shows, this is some tricky,
fuck them.
This is some tricky shit that they're doing. In the picture, they show you the sand, and then it says, and then it has features listed, like for a bullet point, it has like bullet point. Sand never dries out, so you can keep it on the table in the sandbox. But what it says is, and then it says a little title, like off to the side, the perfect play area for fun with Brookstone trademark sand registered copyright.
Okay. Real quick, give me your zip and I'll have some kinetic sand sent today. What's your zip?
What is it?
I'll prime now some kinetic sand to you.
My zip?
Your zip code for receiving things? I'm doing prime now.
60642. Yeah, it says includes a sandbox. They put a little, because I'm sure they couldn't trademark the name sand, obviously.
Yeah.
So what they did was they put a little umlaut over it. So it's sand. Sand.
Give me a break. And
a little umlaut. The Brookstone sandbox.
You guys don't
the
have Connecticut.
Never
sand. Get to sand. You don't have Connecticut sand deliverable.
It includes the sandbox, the cylindrical mold, and the shaping tool.
Would you share some Connecticut sand with your friend Max, Alex? I'm sure you've got some.
I don't. No, I do not.
What? Are you kidding? You don't have Connecticut? I thought you were all into this shit.
What are you talking about?
I'm all into watching that shit on Instagram. But
oh my God, you're so missing out by not having Kinetic Sand. You need this in your life. It's so fun.
Yeah, I've actually never touched Kinetic Sand.
I'm gonna keep this thing moving. I'm doing one more.
Hey!
Next one, cat butt magnets from Derrière de Chat. Wow, this is cute. They're a little cat butt.
Watch,
it's
if it's the ones that we've got, one of them has an anus. Look for the one with an anus.
Oh, good.
Oh, they all have little anuses in here.
Oh, everybody poops.
It's the first thing you do when you see a doll is you've got to check to see if it has an anus.
Yeah. This is just like in the Bob Seger song.
It's half a cat. It's kind of horrific. It's half a cat. It's a cat that's been like bisected hamburger style. And then it has a magnet in the middle and you just stick it to your fridge. But I'm sure when it's on the fridge it looks cute. But right now it just looks kind of horrifying. Yeah. It looks like some sort of sociopathic child got into the garden and bisected
it. What happened to the front half?
Yeah.
Okay, chop chop. Who's next? You're up, Alex, right?
All right.
It's like the only thing finding worse than finding a worm in your apple.
Holy shit!
Finding the back half of the cat.
Holy shit! All right, I've got a paws cat tunnel. Oh my God, this.
Oh, I think this was from me.
Oh, this was from the big Max box. So, Merlin.
Yes.
Oh, you're not on the Instagram, so you've never seen my cat in his tunnel, which he loves more than anything and is destroying. But this thing, holy shit.
That's the number
shit.
One tunnel on Amazon.
This is like going to go, oh my God, tonight is going to be a party in the Cox household. Going to get some nip on the cats, going to take a happy pill.
You're going to give him some wine and open up the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Gonna
it's
going to be
down. A very romantic evening.
Nip down.
You're up, Merlin.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay, I got a big one.
I want us. We're not 50% done with the packages that we have here.
Okay.
We're less than 50% done.
Okay. Kershaw? Oh, what? Oh, Alex, you sent me a pop-up hot dog toaster.
I did indeed.
It's a pop-up hot dog toaster. You put in two wieners and two buns, and then you push the plunger down. Set the timer, put the pieces in
place. I know exactly which toaster this is, because we thought about sending it to Syracuse, and we're like, no, that's too cruel.
It fits thicker hot dogs that plump, says the box. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is great. Thank you. Now, is this approved by the Vienna Beef people, Max?
No, you don't fucking toast a hot dog. No.
It's a retro
hot
series.
Dogs,
oh,
if you
I'm
have a natural
casing
hot dog, a beautiful natural casing Vienna beef, 100% beef, all kosher hot dog, and you put that sucker in a toaster, the casing is
going to
pop.
Let me ask you a question. I usually roll Hebrew National. Should I be getting Vienna beef instead?
I am no longer doing a bit. I truly believe Vienna beef are the best hot dog, and they taste way better. Well, Hebrew National in particular are not. I don't think they're good.
Really?
But there's. I do
smoky.
Think there's like. I just don't like the flavor of them.
Okay, I'm gonna order some right now. Thank you so much, Alex. I'm gonna go make myself a treat. Oh, it's got a QR code.
Now, Merlin, let me give you my Vienna beef power tip. Here's the thing.
Your
here's
Vienna
thing,
beef
everybody.
Power tip.
Here's the thing, everybody.
I also got nads. I got nads.
Yes, you got a thing? Are you gonna put it on?
Yes. Well, my hot dogs are cooking.
Where are you going to apply
it? I'm
going
to take a nap. I'm going to draw a bath, cook some hot dogs, and exfoliate my balls.
You're going right for the taint, huh?
Mm-hmm. Really get in there. I might find a blueberry. Give me your power tip for wieners. Your power tip.
Oh,
wiener power tip.
Well, this is specifically for the Vienna Beef family of products. Everybody should get a Polish sausage. And I know people have a lot of misconceptions about what a Polish sausage is.
Do they?
Because it used to be, a Polish used to have pork in it. It used to be a blended pork and beef sausage. It is not anymore. It's 100% kosher, all beef hot dog with natural casing, the same as the Vienna beef hot dog that you know and love, but it's bigger. You get more meat and it's like tastier, and it has and I think it has more spices. It's like a little bit of garlic, a little more salt. Like, it's just a bit more flavorful. Wait,
this
better
is
overall.
Polish sausage, correct? You're saying?
Vienna beef Polish sausage.
Okay.
If you like a Vienna beef hot dog, try the Polish sausage. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee you, you'll never go back. All it is
Instacart.
A hot dog for adults. It's a hot dog for adults. It tastes better.
Oh, look at that jumbo beef. They got jumbo beef franks. Do I want jumbo or regular beef? Probably for regular, right?
I like the jumbo. I'll do like a 6-to-1.
Okay.
I like a big hot dog.
Mm. Also, Merlin, this is also a gift for your daughter, who I know is a fan of the life hacks where you grill hot dog buns. But I thought
that's exactly
I'd help
what I thought. Yes. Now we want to make one out of a Russian Coke can.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Thank you. What you got there?
Okay. Opening. This is a big boy. Mm. This is the biggest box I have. Opening it up. It seems like it's mainly full of air. A lot of air in there. Okay. This is which one is this from? This is a CO Alex Cox and Max Duncan. Oh, this is from a fan. Okay. Thank you, fan. Let's see if there's a note.
Hot dogs.
Says, hi, Alex and Max. Since you both have cats, you might have to do a split custody of the catnip from at Brian Kelly. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, thank you, Brian Kelly.
It's a living catnip plant.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. That's so cool.
Can I just reiterate to anybody who ever sends anybody anything? If you're sending somebody something that's alive, tell them to open it.
Oh, what's this?
A wickedly prime sweet and cheesy popcorn mix.
Oh!
A wicked medley of aged cheddar and sweet caramel corn popcorn.
A wicked medley. This
may make me have to shit again, but I'm going to try it.
I thought you had it yet. I thought you were in it.
You lost your window.
Yeah.
We'll see. It could come back. That's what the thing. Now I'm playing Russian roulette.
All right.
Every minute that we're in the studio is Russian roulette. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is oh God damn it! I think that that Max also got me. Hey, wait. What's this? No. Inflatable costume. Congratulations on your inflatable costume. There's a lot of instructions. Not what it is. Is this also a minion?
What's a costume of? Mine has a very clear minion on the front.
Nope.
Alex.
Oh God, no.
Put it on.
No.
Put it on.
Put it on.
Wait, what is it?
Is it a cat?
Is it a clown?
Alex.
Is this a clown?
Alex, it's a dinosaur that you ride.
Come on, baby, ride that dinosaur. Do it. Get it. Put it on.
All right, Merlin, I'm going to try to inflate this. Why don't you
Okay, I'll go get a potted plant. What? Let's see what I got here. I think I've done everything but the large... Mm.
I like this.
I got one more.
Is Wickedly Prime like an Amazon brand? Is this like Perhaps. Nice brand, but for Amazon?
Nice. I've got, I think, a Max here. Kershaw.
It is. It's like an Amazon brand. That's so weird. This is pretty good popcorn. If I'm being honest, it's not as good as the creators.
Oh, okay. It's got paper. And it is a fan? Oh, it's a mini USB fan. I can use this.
It's not mini USB.
It says mini USB fan. Oh, it's an iPhone fan.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, shit, dog. Look at that.
You get a hot day, you get a microclimate.
Oh, you kidding me?
Plug your fan in.
If I'm having hot flashes,
you're going to be the coolest dad at the barbecue.
Yeah, it's not mini USB. It's totally lightning. That's weird. Okay, well, I'm going to plug it in. I'm going to put it into here. It's pink in color. I'm attaching it to my iPhone 7 Plus.
I hear you got a new iPhone.
Let's see. Ooh.
Yes.
Oh,
got some
God.
Tesla coils there? What the fuck?
This is my new fan. Oh, God, it will turn off. Dear God. Okay, I'm unplugging it. This is dangerous. Oh, God. Oh, I love it. Thank you. No, that's deceiving because I think they're using old bags. It says mini USB, but it's actually lightning. Thank you so much. This is a great use of my phone. Oh, my God. It's just so hot.
Okay. Max has got some more from fans that we're going to get
into. Now, wait. Should I open my big box? Are you putting on your costume? Have you inflated it yet?
Should
I get a houseplant?
Max's assistant Renee is in our engineering booth, and I think this is an abuse of power. But could you please bring us some AA batteries for the after show? Thank you.
Oh dear. I'm gonna call HR. I'm gonna need some batteries for this.
All right. I got Max's final gift, and I think I know what it is. And I'm already mad.
What is that?
This is the Zihu. Oh, is this the... Yep. Well, for all of the times that I want to pretend to pee, like, out of a dick, a cis man urethra, I have the Zihu...
Wow, hostile.
Pee Easy Travel Urinal. So what happens here is... they've got a little diagram to help you out.
Yeah. If you're confused.
So you just pee into it, and then you have a lovely little spout. So, you know, now, this,
Alex, this is
gonna...
like if you're at a conference and you want to use the men's room for some reason. Yeah.
Because I've definitely never done that. But also, this can help me, you know, it's really hard to deposit that fresh morning pee for, you know, the for drinking right away.
Oh, I really should have thought of that. We really did a gift of the Magi here.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
You know, I got you the pee funnel that you need to collect the urine, and you got me the book to know how to medically apply the urine.
Exactly. Well, but what's great is it also comes with little Japanese... wipies, I believe, and they're called Kiss Your Skin.
In the Japanese style.
And little cartoons that are licking the wipes and one that is puckering its lips.
No, okay, this one is from Due by Friday, friend of the show, Cassandra. And this is, she says, are you no longer a huge cat in the eyes of your cat, or are you more of a huge cat? And it is a baby pet magic mask sheet soothing cat. It's a fucking face, Korean K-beauty face mask that looks like a cat.
Oh,
look how cute it is. Oh, it kind of looks like Francis, too.
Oh, my God.
Sweet, so precious angel.
What if Francis is playing in her tube?
Daddy's a cat now. Out, Daddy's a cat.
And you're wearing this K-beauty cat mask.
I love you.
Oh my God! It's a whole pack of. I was gonna say you should take it, but there's many of them in here.
Oh, hooray! We'll get some sent to Merlin.
Please emerge from the room with you guys both in costume wearing cat face masks.
Yes.
I'll be riding your dinosaur with a cat face.
I'll take one
face.
For me and one for Veronica.
I need
you
this
guys,
for my work.
Oh God.
Alex, I think you might have one more from me somewhere.
All right.
I know you have more from me, Alex.
I also know that because I mislabeled one as Steve Jobs. Max has one more from me. This is from. Maybe myself? Care of Due by Friday? Oh. Did I fuck it up again?
Is that self-care? Is that what that's called?
Oh, no. Well, this is... I did not send this to myself, but this is a bra.
Yay!
At least one! Hooray! Oh, is this... I think this is a nice bra.
Is it in your size?
Look at that. Yes, because I did.
Because you announced
indeed,
it on the show.
Oh, you know... It might be a little big. You know what? I'm a size smaller than the average American woman. Thank you, everybody. So no side effects collection. Underwire Warners.
Oh, Warners is a fancy brand, isn't it?
Yeah. Extra side cover panels for smooth sleevage. Our word for underarm bulge.
Smooth sleevage?
Smooth sleevage, so you don't get like muffin topping from your bra. Like
you don't get that, so you don't get the little punching bag.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, this is lovely, and they sent it in. I did not say that my preferred color was black, and they indeed. I don't know who this is from. Thank you so much.
You're not sous vide.
I'm not going to ruin this one.
Smooth sleevage.
Thank you, whoever was.
Here we go. Here's another one, Alex and Max for the Due by Friday Amazon challenge. No note, but thank you to whoever sent this. And this is a, God damn it. It's an OXO Good Grips 3-in-1 avocado slicer.
What are the three?
Split. It splits. It pits. It slices.
Thank you, listener.
What is this a joke? Like, what is,
it's 'cause you guys are millenniums.
It's an all-in-one tool that splits, pits, and slices avocados safely and effectively. Pitter removes pit with a safe and easy twisting motion. Slicer removes fruit from the skin in perfect, even slices.
Rejoice.
Well, Max did cut off his finger one time with a mandolin, so this is comforting. I could do that.
That's one of those things, like people realizing reindeers are real at Christmas time, where you look at Twitter and just go, the mandolin injuries.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an affliction, isn't it, Max? Like everybody eventually cuts off their finger.
If you own a mandolin, you will mangle your hand on it, guaranteed.
It's so horrible. I hate thinking about it.
And when I went to the ER to get stitches, the nurse that did the intake was like, oh yeah, I cut my hand on a mandolin.
Shit.
And then the hand surgeon that came to look at my hand and ultimately told me everything was fine, he was like, oh yeah, I've also cut myself on one of those mandolins. He was like, those things are real death traps.
Oh Lord.
Have you seen the thing where people realize reindeers are real at Christmas?
Well, quick quiz about your co-host. How old do you think that Alex Cox was when she realized that reindeers were real?
I think she realized just now when Merlin said it.
No, 16.
But 22.
Okay.
And it's because I saw one at a zoo, and it's like, and here's the thing, adults, if your children are listening to this, fuck you. Yeah. But two, turn this off. Oh, I literally nice. Never nice. Believed in Santa in my life, but apparently thought that reindeers were also a fictional creature that they were made
if
up.
If it's any consolation, I'm 50, and I found out this summer that narwhals are real.
Oh, my, yeah. Aren't they cool?
Narwhal was real?
They're so cool.
No fake surprise. I thought we agreed to this. Yes, I did not know. I thought it was a made up thing.
It's narwhal a, bacon's it's not at midnight.
They're super cool.
Did you guys get my daughter's amazing emoji arithmetic?
Yes, oh that was my so God. Funny.
That was brilliant.
She's riding home with my wife from Apple Country, and I get this message from my daughter that is unicorn emoji minus umbrella equals horse emoji. And I was like, this might be the greatest text I've ever received.
Oh my God. And that was just unprompted. She was just like, oh, hey.
Oh, she's just shooting the shit on the road. She just messes with my wife's Bitmoji and keeps sending me garbage from the road. It's a delight. Should I go get my big box?
Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
I'll do one more fan oh one. My God. So this one is just to Dubai Friday. So it's a gray cloth bag. Oh, I see. It's like an Amazon gift packaging. It says, hi, Alex, Merlin, and Max. Good luck with this week's challenge from Ryan Powder Nation. Thanks, Ryan. Well, hang on. I don't want to say thank you too soon. Let me open this up. Okay, there's some sort of...
Oh, what a pretty bag.
Some sort of box inside of here. It's a... Okay, uh-oh. It says bomb bag.
Uh-oh.
What is this? It's got a soldier on the front.
Oh, no.
It looks like...
Never
something
forget.
Cable would post on his fireworks roundup. This does not look safe
that
at all.
Does not
look. You can get this on Amazon.
Jesus it's, Christ. What is
it? It says.
What's in the box?
Joker full display of 72 exploding noisemakers bomb bags.
Oh, that'd be a good thing for you to take outside now.
Must tape. Well, I'm going to cut it open.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Use that sharp knife to.
Yeah.
I don't know. It came from Amazon. Okay.
So yeah. And then you can buy wolf urine.
And it's like, okay, it's like little packets, and it says bomb bags.
Bomb bag. Cause of death. Bomb bag.
I don't get it.
I'm gonna step away from the microphone for 30 seconds to go bring this giant box into my fire trap.
All right, throw me one of these other ones. Let's catch up while Merlin's gone. This is ship to Alex and Max for the Dubai Friday Amazon challenge. I'm going to open this with my 3-in-1 OXO Good Grips Avocado Peeler. You know, they should really have an endorsement deal with my main man, David Avocado Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have two items from a fam. We have, oh my God, that's cute. A little wolf. It's a little stuffed animal, baby plush beanbag wolf. That is fucking, that's cute as hell.
Oh, it's because you talked about wolf urine on Twitter.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Did I talk about wolf urine on Twitter?
I believe so.
I know. I did order a breeding pair of Madagascar hissing cockroaches to Merlin's house.
No. Takes a month.
The problem is it takes up to 28 days to deliver.
Are they going
to
be okay after all that? Is it that it takes a long time to get them into breeding condition, or have they already shipped them, as you say?
Well, I don't know, Merlin. I mean, as you know, the cockroach is a very hardy animal, so I think they'll be okay.
They're shipping.
But they are single and ready to mingle, if you know what I mean.
Welcome home, honey.
All right, and here's another sort of nondescript.
You still have one from me, Alex. It's not that all big a deal, but there is one
from
me somewhere.
Yeah, you have some from me too. From me too.
Hour 19, guys.
All right, I have got.
All the novelty has worn off. At this point, I'm just scared of what we get, and I'm trying to figure out like how do I incorporate this.
This is like 10:30 a.m. every Christmas. Jesus, another sweater. Thank you for thinking of me.
This is from the same fan. I just want to finish opening this.
Oh.
It's some sort of foam cylinder, and I'm opening it up, and it's, oh my God, it's like a 3D printed statue of David. Wow, look at his little dingus.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Does he have a little hog?
Yeah, he does. You can see his little hog, his perfectly formed hog.
He's got a piglet.
Wow, truly the Renaissance man. I mean, you know, they said that when I was looking at this little statue that I'd be impressed by it, and I was like, well, I don't really need to look at it then, but.
They call it the David's hog effect. It's like a Jerusalem syndrome.
Yeah.
All right. This is my last gift from Max, and I've got the the lightning powered mini fan.
That's not the last one for me. There's more.
Oh, did you see it swivels? I just realized it swivels.
Unlock the intelligent lock. What is? Okay, so this is a phone case, and whoa. Okay,
you know, Alex, I know how you're always. I know how you're always looking for. I know how you're always looking for like the best phone case for your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I found you
the last
phone case you'll ever need.
This is a cigarette lighter. Push the button continuously. Okay, push the button continuously quickly 3 times to unlock the cigarette lighter.
Oh,
so,
nice. Yeah, that sounds very safe.
And especially because I don't smoke cigarettes.
Yet.
Although, I guess I could use this for other purposes. Look at that. It fits quite nicely. I wonder how soon this will start a fire in my home.
Or your pants.
This is my favorite so far. I have received temporary dental crowns. So just basically a big box of teeth. And as my
teeth. You love teeth.
I love teeth.
I fucking love teeth so much. All right, Max, let's do another fan one as I pick up the
Can we fucking stick to the program here and finish from each other? I want to open my large adult box.
All right.
Kershaw.
Big box.
I'm buying you guys a Kershaw tonight. Okay, this is very fucking large. Is this a cat tunnel? Oh my god. Oh shit.
You okay there, Merlin?
Oh, you guys.
You remember when Max sent me the giant army man?
I do indeed.
I sent you a troop.
You said thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
You know what I got here? A life-size stand-up of Donald Trump that you can put your face in.
Oh no.
That's for you and your family.
I'm kind of tempted to demo this right now.
Please do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Merlin, it's so important to remember our troops and remember our commander-in-chief, and I got you these gifts your home.
No one's troopier
so
than the commander-in-chief.
You know, in the dark. And when you turn your smart home appliances on, it'll just always look like there's something that's a fat hockey goalie robbing you.
My daughter is going to love this so much. Because, you know, you understand, first we had Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow, then we had the Soldier Man, and it's a regular game in our house to put it somewhere where the other person will discover it and be completely freaked out. The shower is a great place. Okay, you guys talk about yourself for a minute. I'm going to get a selfie going.
Here's Alex Cox, Care of Cards Against Humanity. Who knows? This could not be a deal.
Yeah, I think that's just cables. That's just HDMI cables for the studio.
Merlin also sent me some an empty sandbox.
Wow, thanks, Merlin. Thank you. What a wonderful gift. Very thoughtful.
And then one more that I'm going to open super
safely. You know what? I'm not going to do this because, you know, it should only be used for food, but I better be very satisfying you get that sand in there with the 3-in-1 Oxo Good Grips avocado peeler.
Oh. I've got a companion mug to Max's world's okayest employee. Thank you, Merlin. This is an accurate mug.
That's very funny. I should get that for everyone for Christmas. I think that'd be good for morale.
Good. All right, Merlin, are you all set up there?
Yeah, I mean, the hole is really big. And it's kind of resistant to selfieing, but I'll send you what I got. It's not good. But this absolutely will be a very welcome addition to our home. That's a very large hole.
Max has another fan sent one, I believe.
All right, this is to Cards Against Humanity HQ, due by Friday. I like how every address on it, you'd think that there's really only one way to do it, but it's a special, unique snowflake. Oh my god, it's another stuffed animal. Oh, it looks kind of grotesque. It's kind of horrifying. What? It's like crunched up into this little plastic shrink wrap, and it kind of looks horrifying.
It's another little Rancho.
What is it?
Did you get a Rancho?
Goat. Yeah.
Oh, it's someone sent us a goat. Oh yeah. My god, that is what it is. That's fucking adorable. I'm getting a little popcorn powder on it now. Uh-oh.
Should he use the spoon on the goat?
Yes.
Goat spoon. Did you guys see it? Did you guys see that on Top Dress? Did you see it on Top Dress?
Yes, I. Thank you, everybody.
The Top Dress season is fucking popping off.
That shit is lit.
It got so good. The fucking King Solomon with the twins. Holy shit!
You're caught up on that. You're caught up. Oh
my god! Oh my god! And now I can't even wait for this week. I'm like, every day I go sit in front of the TV and I'm like, oh shit, dog! Did the new Top Dress come out? I have to know the drama.
Max, do you wanna open another one?
I really enjoy that there's a goat and a wolf. That's half of my company, goat, wolf,
and cabbage. I was gonna say, yeah. I bet there's a cabbage in there.
My the company we made that does Secret Hitler is Goat Wolf and Cabbage Incorporated.
Oh, that's so good.
We're almost there. That's it. I think. Am I done with everything? Oh, no, there's still.
You still have one from me, Alex. My wife, watching this show. She's somehow going out a hero when actually she obviously sucks. Totally agreed. She quit. She didn't. She phrased that in a way that was very gracious to herself. What she didn't say was, "I give up and quit because I suck."
Well, the one thing about those twins that I think we can say is that they have a lot of self-awareness and that they come off that they're really good at portraying themselves well on camera.
Indeed.
And
also running.
And, you know, I think the way they went out is just emblematic of the way that they're very conscious of how they come off to other people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pumpkin.
A gift for you. Friends, please enjoy this flute. Uh-oh. Feel free to play it on air or forward it to your local elementary school. Yours in Christ, Richards. Now, I would never put this flute to my lips unless there was some way to test whether it was covered in semen or not. But that such technology also need a control would be...
You should also get a control flute.
Because such technology, it's a Yamaha Soprano Discante recorder, German, YRS-23.
That's a good one.
I mean, I'm going to have to take a sample of the flute.
Yeah. This is very exciting.
Did it come with a little booklet of how to play Old Grey Goose?
Okay.
We got to stop soon. I'm fucking exhausted. We haven't even done the after show yet, and I'm ready to go to sleep.
Okay, this is
my office is so dangerous right now. You have no idea how dangerous my office is.
Why is it dangerous?
Because I've got a card.
No.
What a pretty little tune.
What am I not going to play it?
It ain't me. Oh, that's very raga. That's baleful.
All right. I'm shutting this down. We have another gift from some fans.
Jesus Christ, Alex. You have one more from me.
I'm trying to find it. And once it came
this
with
is never ending, this is never-ending, is it? I'm not going to get my morning nap, am I?
It says, kill for me.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then, lol, please look at the product text/images. For this on Amazon.
What is it?
We've got Way Too Cool, which is a sports towel to cool you off. Nano Sponge. Oh, cleans with only water. And there's another thing. Electo Electric Fly Swatter.
Ooh, handy.
Oh, God. Have you guys ever played with one of these?
No. Nope. What is it? It's a.
Is it one of those tennis racket water? Ones?
I think so. We're gonna find out. Yep. Yes, it is one of these things that my brothers harassed me with as a youth. Yes.
What fun. They would electrocute you with a tennis racket?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Oh my god.
So. Yeah.
What were the instructions? Go on the image.
I'm looking at them now.
I looked up Way Too Cool towel, and it looks like it's a towel in a tube that keeps you cool.
Send me that towel.
Send me that towel.
I'm gonna cool off.
Hmm. But at some point, this became a death march. Oh, I'm winded. I need another beverage.
Nano sponge.
That's funny because I was talking to my gardener the other day, and I was like, "Boy, working on this garden is really like a death march, isn't it?" And I was like, "Funny you should bring that up."
If I ever find my family from Bataan, I will share this with them. They will find it very humorous.
All right,
Roderick always his ability to tell a story out of nothing
pretty
is
good.
I mean, it's a superpower. It's his Marvel X-Men mutant superpower.
I sent in our super secret channel super nano deal, and it's just a woman jumping through a field. She's very excited. Merlin, did you send me a MeUndies package?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I've got a MeUndies package
Don't
here.
Don't say the name.
I can't.
They're not paying us for that.
Yeah. An underwear company, and it says "boo" on it.
They should pay us $5 a month if they want us
hey,
to.
Hey, MeUndies, I'll wear whatever's in this for
$5. Don't promote them for free.
I'm not kind of...
Merlin, I think, I think we opened all the mail.
Oh, my. I've got some lovely sports bras in here. I'm not going to say that I have also owned some of these. Look at that. I mean, don't look at it. But look at... That's a good... I'm not talking to the mic. I'm sorry, everybody. Merlin, these are quality sports bras. I would be happy if you had sent these to me. But I don't
So what is this? You just, instead of shopping now, you just say the products you want on the podcast and everyone buys you underwear?
I guess so. it worked out well.
Dubai Friday Powder Nation, I really need someone to clean the gutters in my house after the leaves stopped falling. You know, she's saying it would sure be nice.
Oh, and there's one where you can adjust the straps so that you won't. Oh, my goodness.
I have one thing that was delivered yesterday and signed for by Kevin, someone called Kevin.
I know Kevin.
And then there's another thing that'll arrive by 8 tonight.
Oh, all right. Then,
well, that's not, hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, but where's Kevin? What's his deal? My boy.
I mean, I'll check, but we have good follow up for next week then.
Hang on. What do you? If I touch this, it's electrified.
Yes, it is going to hurt. I promise you, it will hurt. It will hurt more than the Pavlok that you made us wear.
I'm going to separate this from the bomb bag.
Okay. I think that's it. I have a request for whoever sent us the picture. I mean, if it was a picture of himself, wouldn't it show up in Google?
Maybe that's his fetish, is having people roughly describe his picture that he sends them on a podcast.
Annyeong.
Well, thank you, everyone, for sending these incredible gifts. Thank you, Merlin. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, everyone.
I love all of these incredible gifts and delights that you've provided to me.
This is the best Jizzoween ever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this man, he is a sticker. Did you notice that, Max?
Yeah, his face peels off, and then we can put him in our office.
Mm. Oh, great. Oh, that's kind of fancy. Oh, listen to that. I've got, this fan is wonderful.
There you go.
Look at that.
Happy Jizzoween.
It's an October semen explosion. Enough semen to fill an ocean. A semen in the trees, semen in the air. Everywhere you look, there's semen there. That's because it's Jizza, Jizza, Jizzaween. The new holiday you didn't know you needed. So much jizz in the news of the jizz. In your pockets, filling up your shoes. Is it jizz in your coffee? Have you checked? Cause the jizz is showing up where you least expect it. Jizz, oh.